Let's start the study session. The study session is only going to cover the ward districting discussion led by Peter. The planning commission candidate interview has been canceled.
Hey, good afternoon, City Council. This is a topic here is ward redistricting. The background on this is that municipal governments are required to redistrict their internal districts once every 10 years using the census data that was recently compiled by the federal government. And the state law requires that this process be completed by November 15th of this year. The redistricting plan to be adopted by City Council could result in changes to the internal ward boundaries that then would be used for city elections in 2023. The last time that the Blaine City Council did this was in 2011, which follows the common pattern for local districts. And I would say that my observation, I've been involved in a couple of these with other municipal districts. This has been occurring across the state all year long. So it is a process that's required. There was actually a delay. This is a later date than what was allowed because of COVID. There was allowance passed by state law that allowed it to be put off until November 15th this year. So the ultimate goal for redistricting is to ultimately make sure there's equal representation in government. And to do that, the statute provides the following criteria, the substantive criteria, which are that the districts have to be as nearly equal in population to each other as possible, as compact as possible, geographically contiguous. And in the process, the data may not be used to favor or disfavor any racial group or political party. And as you note on the last bullet, to the extent feasible, the district boundaries must coincide with recognized natural boundaries and preserve existing communities of interest to the extent possible. So one of the things that you're going to be having on your agenda later this evening is a request for council action to provide for a contractor to assist with this process. And I have seen other jurisdictions utilize the services of a third party consultant to do this. So now that we've covered the substantive criteria, there's a public participation process that the statute outlines. The jurisdiction has to publish a draft plan and hold a meeting with notice and public comment, which is essentially a public hearing. That must occur within 10 days of publishing the draft plan and at least 1 week before adoption of the draft plan. And the statute also provides that the jurisdiction may have to amend that draft plan based on comments. And there is a provision in the state law for voter challenging the process that doesn't meet criteria or if somehow the process wasn't correct. Final steps include, let me back up here a little bit. So basically what you see with the consultant is they're going to take, and I'm not a GIS person, but they take the population data based on precincts, and they're going to look at all the boundaries, and they're going to come up with what is the ideal number based on dividing the city population into thirds. And then to the extent any one district is off kilter from that ideal number, then you take a look and see if you can take a precinct and put it in a different ward. It's basically my non-data-oriented way to explain what happens. And then finally, after the council adopts the redistricting plan, that will be forwarded to the county auditor. The city will need to obtain new legal descriptions. If you look in your code, BMC 120, the legal descriptions for each ward is provided by legal description. So in addition to the legal description, you'll have to amend your code if there are changes in the boundaries. So that's it. Are there any Questions?
Just out of curiosity, population since 2011, how much have we grown?
About by 600 people.
Since 2011.
So do we have a map that shows where the wards are?
I know. And you were saying when it comes to redistricting, do they move the precinct? Like, I'm pretty sure our ward has two precincts, so I can be able to move the entire precinct.
Or maybe it's geographically. That's the water. Wards is like the largest by land.
Yeah, I think it's 301 and 305. So if they redistrict, do they redistrict the precinct?
I think that's getting a little, I'm not sure about that. I believe I have to work with County Auditor on that. What I've seen this occur before, they do it using existing precincts.
And that's what I kind of read this weekend. So I was thinking, if that's the case, I don't really see any of the boundaries being moved, especially the 600 to 2011.
Yeah. So, concentrated.
That's the data that the consultants or working sites with Harvard site to do this would be analyzing for us. We have the shape files.
Did we kind of know where those additional 600 persons are?
Well, yeah,
that's voters, correct? The showing age?
Yes. I mean, I can comment as far as from the building permit standpoint. I mean, there's probably other ways, but we have the data. The county has the data.
Sure.
This
was like, what's your sense?
Well, as far as building permit activity, most of it's been in the semi-honor area until recently. Kind of got activated over the last couple of years, so that's fine. And that's just new homes. Mind you, I'm going strictly on, okay.
More balanced as it is right now. Wards are balanced as it is.
Well, as of 2011, presumably it was as close as it could be. And then, yeah, it's just a question about whether one ward received more population growth than another one. Right? The three jurisdictions I'm aware of in assisting with this process before, they all had to redraw their boundaries. So I don't know. It's just a matter of, I guess, again, whether that increase in population or distributed equally.
Is it East Blade, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be the first award.
Like a big old round table.
So you're using a water bridge to make the third ward geographically contiguous.
And then my last question, because that's our agreement, my understanding was you have to move more precinct. I'm like, well, we're not even going to change anything. Does the same have a threshold, say, in over the last 10 years, if you've only grown a few hundred people, don't even bother. We'll just take it as is, or it's everybody's got to do it, buck up, it's going to cost you $21,000.
Yeah, there's no exception for a minimal population growth. And ones that I saw back in 2011, a lot of them, they didn't have enough growth to warrant a change. They had to go through the process.
So I'm going to go through it.
Adopt
plan.
Peter, maybe for further clarification as well. So even if it's found from the data analysis that we don't see a reason population-wise to do a change in boundary, could a citizen request that boundaries change outside?
Yeah, so the way that would work, the consultant brings forward the numbers, and they say, okay, we're off by, they're not going to be exact, right? We're going to be exact. There's a certain margin of difference. It's acceptable. And if the city council says that meets the criteria, it's as nearly equal in population as possible. You publish the draft plan, you have the public hearing, a citizen can then voice their opinion about whether that was done correctly. And then the council has discretion, assuming you're meeting the criteria, to either say no, we think it's correct, or no, we should make some changes.
So we have to do something, even if that something is we stay the same, right?
Right.
Okay. And do we have to do a study or amending constitutional study? Or can we say how many registered voters in each district versus 11 years ago and look at it and go, it's fine? Maybe there's two questions. Do we have to pay $21,000 for a study? Or
okay, so I can answer that one.
Sort of taxpayer portion of the dwellers.
Yeah, so there's just a little bit of point of clarification here. For the $21,000 that you see in the flow analytics, the request for council action there tonight, in the action item, it says up to, and that's for flow analytics for their, like, their full meal deal package. Also in that, the RFCA says that we can negotiate and even decrease that price. So I don't want to get in your head that it's going to be $21,000. It could be a lot less. It could be roughly that $21,000. It could also be a different firm, which is also in the action item. The action item tonight is authorizing the city staff to negotiate and enter into an agreement with a firm like Flow Analytics or a different one. So it's not necessarily you're authorizing the city manager to sign an agreement with Flow Analytics tonight. It's authorizing city staff to pursue an agreement with a consultant to do that third party work.
Or could it be Sam and Stacy and somebody from the electro's office accounting sit together over lunch and decide, like, there's really not that much change, not that much difference. We're just gonna say, let's keep it the same. Could that be the case? Do we have to go through somebody?
My recommendation would be going through someone. Theoretically, you know,
that's your recommendation, but do we have to do that?
I necessarily probably wouldn't think so. I don't believe.
Okay.
Now, for example, we could probably have someone like our own GIS person might be able to go do that. However, that GIS person, and, you know, we have one of them essentially in the city, is really busy right now with all the other infrastructure projects and things going on. And that's why it's one of those situations where we just don't have the capacity like other municipalities might have to be able to do this in-house and do it effectively too, because we don't want to also go through this process like, you know, Stacy and I mean at the new McDonald's, like drawing things out on the napkin being like, this is good, and then having us the state come back and get upset at us. That's what we want. The professionals come in, do it right the first time, and we move on happily until a decade from now.
That's a good to have a disinterested party be the one externally with the expertise and skills to come in and do that. That way there's just no way anybody could claim that, you know, somebody internally,
I agree,
wanted to manipulate the outcome in any way.
Yeah, and that was another reason I think I had that in the action item, is that we do want an unbiased approach on this one, not just for our own sake, but also for the appearance as well. You know, like you were saying, it wouldn't look good if they say, oh, you know, Sam House out for Councilmember Davidson, and he's trying to redraw, you know, the ward around him to get him out of office next time, whatever. So we want, you know, the unbiased third party approach to this one. You know, it's a legal, you know, apolitical approach.
Okay, so we don't necessarily have to go with Flow Analytics. It's just, that's a recommendation on here.
The recommendation is to authorize a city manager to negotiate a contract with Flow Analytics or a different firm for the process of redistricting.
Now, did we use them last time?
That is a good question. I'm not sure who we used last time. I don't know that.
Now, can we add a ward?
It's also a good question. I don't know what I do.
I mean, ward necessary, mm-hmm, because we're, you know, well, you know, I think we've experienced a lot of growth in the last 10 years in South Hughes,
mm-hmm,
for Ryan now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's whole neighborhoods out there. Well, now it is, you know. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Pretty sure it would require another. I mean, I'm not sure what that would require, but I'm pretty sure it could be done just through this particular.
This is just a redistribution of the board system.
Sam, can we revisit this? Let's say in 5-6 years instead of 10. Just to say, if we got a huge, say a growth spurt happens here, we get a bunch of people in one area. And it's kind of close, you know.
Yeah,
there's people moving up there. You only have a couple of representatives. You might, if that happened, can we revisit it, or does it have to be like a 10-year?
I mean, that's
so this through annexations, for example, or
it's like the first, because, you know, we have about 1,000 homes going. Was that we were to refer to Councilor Hill? Like, yeah,
5 years. If we've added 500 homes,
it'll a lot of sense. You know, I believe you can do that. Yeah, I believe you can do that.
I think you can do it annually if you want. You just have to do it at least.
Right. So you have to pay for it.
No.
No, not necessarily. Say it. Yeah. Technically do it, but
Yeah.
I don't want to call them these students.
The better.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah.
You could have deflected that. Said, well, our former city manager said we weren't going to do it in-house. We have to hire someone to do it. But no. Now we're looking at you, sir.
Wonderful. Are there any more questions? What was the study session? No, there's no planning commission interviews.
Okay, it's 5:15. We will close the study session.